White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 1st, 1901. Dear children, Edson and Emma White. I have been very sick since my return from Oakland camp meeting. I will try to give some sketch of the meeting if I can soon. I learned there is a letter for me from Brother Palmer. Sarah read a portion of it, but everything that causes any thought was reserved for another day. I took cold on the campground. The last week of the meeting was quite cold. I spoke the third Sabbath, but the indisposition came upon me, and I dared not remain. I had labored hard and was permitted to leave Sunday morning. I was very glad to get home, to my own quiet home. How pleased I should be to have you with us here. I wrote out twice or three times, but there was much writing I wished to do, and I confined myself too closely. It was quite cold some days last week, but Thursday grew warmer. Friday was very warm, and yet I wrote nearly all the day. My head was hot. There was no air, not a breath scarcely. I lay down on my bed nearly completely exhausted. My heart pained me. Dr. Sanderson came to see me about dark. My pulse, he said, was 100. I had a hard night. Sabbath, I was not dressed, and Sarah kept wetting towels in cold water and fastening them to the window screens, and thus I kept somewhat comfortable. I slept much of the day. Yesterday had more air. Kept to my bed all day. Today the hot wave has passed by and we have a comfortable day. How good it seems to be at home. I have written a long letter to Elder Kilgore. When I think what I have been through, I feel surprised that I have endured it and am not completely prostrated. I have been too weary to lay out matters in my mind clearly, but as my weary brain became somewhat relieved, though at first I was unable to use my pen, I gave some special points to W.C. White, and you will, with this, get copies of articles. I cannot write much. I have urged myself to write to Brother Robert Kilgore. I feel very tender toward him and toward all the workers, especially my two children and Brother and Sister Palmer. I hope that the strait place he is passing through will be an advantage in many ways. The Lord would have us learn to economize in regard to our every business transaction and in all things we handle. Tell Brother Palmer not to think anything about that carriage, for I would be much more pleased to have the value that would come to me be used to advance the interest of the work. The Lord will bless our exertions. But do not let yourselves ascribe success to your human effort and exertion. Ascribe thanksgiving to God, not for success through your exertions, but for the blessings God has placed upon human effort in the work done to His glory. Oh, how much we may learn by mingling with people in our everyday life for the same purpose that Christ mingled with them, to speak words in season. Out of season, ever sowing the seeds of truth. My dear children, God is good and merciful and of tender compassion. Let us speak much of His goodness. Cheering words will help one another. I have decided I cannot go to the Eastern camp meetings. I am sitting up in bed writing these lines. Sarah and Miss Sarah Pack and Maggie have gone to my little mountain farm to gather apricots. There is not fruit on my place. The ice froze the buds, and we have had no fruit. There were a very few peaches of an inferior quality and a few cherries, but all were gone before we returned home. We have a very few small apples that do not amount to anything scarcely. A large amount of money was expended to get this place in order. Nothing was done in recent years of the work that should have been done, and the work has cost much money, and then no fruit this year. We have a few boxes of apricots on my little farm, 1.5 miles from our place. We shall have a few peaches. The place had been unworked for 5 years. I let a family into the house for $2.50 per month, and we have the fruit. I was glad to get a man in the house. The woman, I hear, is a Sabbath keeper. Her husband is not. We shall have some almonds and some grapes. I am glad Mr. Blackman has just now plenty of good peaches for this season of the year. I can eat these, and when I get better, shall use them freely. These peaches cost 1.5 cents, and the best, 2 cents per pound. I must now close my letter, and will try to keep you informed of my health. Sister Peck came last evening. I am of good courage in the Lord, although I have had a very hard sick spell, and now I am better. There is a board meeting at the retreat. Your brother Will is there now. I will hope changes will be made in some things. I have not time or strength to specify. Now, let your trust be in God, and the Lord will work in behalf of His own cause.